Habakkuk chapter 1, the oracle which Habakkuk the prophet saw. Yahweh, how long will I cry and you will not hear? I cry out to you, violence, and will you not save? Why do you show me iniquity and look at perversity? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and contention rises up over there. Therefore the law is paralyzed, justice never goes forth, the wicked surround the righteous and justice is perverted. Well, that's just how we feel, isn't it? God, why is the world in this state? Why do you apparently do nothing about it? And God replies, look among the nations, watch and wonder marvelously, for I am working a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it is told you. God's saying, I am working. You think that I'm up here in heaven doing nothing? I am working. And those words are, oddly enough, quoted in the New Testament about the resurrection of Jesus. I work a work in your days which you won't believe, though it is told you. God is at work, but he's at work particularly on the spiritual front, and in our days particularly in that he resurrected Jesus. People aren't interested in that. They're complaining about, oh, look at the state of the world. No, God raised Jesus from the dead. And their answer is, no, no, look at the world. Yeah, God is working. I am working. And it's ridiculous for us as little people down here on the earth to sort of shake our fist at God and say, come on, hurry up, you're sleeping. No, he is not sleeping. That's just how it seems to us, like little children thinking that mummy and daddy aren't paying attention or don't care about them. Of course they do. Behold, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation that march through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are feared and dreaded. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly as an eagle that hastens to devour. Well, God warned Israel that if they broke his covenant, then he would send a nation that is called an eagle to destroy them. So he's saying, yeah, I see all that's going on and I am working to judge it. All of them come for violence. Their hordes face the desert. He gathers prisoners like sand. He scoffs at kings and princes are laughed at by him. He laughs at every stronghold. He builds up an earthen siege ramp and takes the city. Then he sweeps by like the wind and goes on further. He is indeed guilty. His strength is his God. So these Babylonians then, they worship themselves. Their own strength was their God, just as a lot of people are like that. Their human strength, be it their physical muscles, or their good business, or their smart career, or their family as they see it, their strength is their God. Whereas for us, the only strength and stability and permanence is to be in the one God who is above. Well, Habakkuk complains again. Aren't you from everlasting, Yahweh my God, my Holy One? So although he's got these questions about God, he does accept God's omnipotence. And Jeremiah's like that when he says, I accept you, O God, but let me please just ask you some questions. And that should be our attitude, that I believe you, but I've got questions. Yahweh, you have appointed him, that's the Babylonians, for judgment. You, our rock, have established him to punish. You who have purer eyes than to see evil and who cannot look on perversity, why do you tolerate those who deal treacherously? And keep silent when the wicked swallows up the man who is more righteous than he, and make men like the fish of the sea, like the creeping things that have no ruler over them. So he's saying, yes, I accept, you are holy, you are right. And yes, you will judge quite rightly. But why are you apparently keeping silent when people abuse other people and treat them like animals? And this is our struggle, isn't it? Why is God apparently silent? But he's only apparently silent. Remember what God had said to Habakkuk, I am working. And he complains about the Babylonians. He takes up all of the people with the hook. He catches them in his net. He rejoices and is glad. He thinks he's so smart and clever. He sacrifices to his net. He thinks that it's his military technology, it's his bravery that has given him the victory. He burns incense to his dragnet. As earlier God has said, he thinks that his strength is his God. Will he therefore continually empty his net and kill the nations without mercy? In other words, is this going to go on forever, O God? And often when we ask questions of God like that, the answer is actually in the question. Will God allow this to go on forever? Well, no, he won't. The question is the answer. And we know that the ultimate answer is no, he won't allow it to go on forever. He's going to send Jesus, and the end is going to come upon all this abuse. It's just not as quick as we as little people here would like to see it.